Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town for your Monday, the 26th day of August, 2024. Talk of the Town is a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber. Each day I'll talk to one of our friends and neighbors in the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you by Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, Northwest Iowa Community College, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Sheldon, by State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, by Sanford Sheldon, the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Today's guest is Tricia Maindring of the Crossroads Pavilion, and we will talk to her right after this.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town. With me this morning, as I mentioned, Tricia Maindring from the Crossroads Pavilion Event Center. And you're coming off a good weekend with a fun wedding, you said?
Yeah. Yes, we did. It was beautiful, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you ask me sometimes, who got married? I don't know. I mean, I can tell you their names, but...
Well, yeah. And, you know, to be fair, your primary concern is having the place set up, having the staff in place to handle everything, and making sure the check's good.
Exactly. So check is good. Candles lit when they come in. We do our job as they have requested.
And it is a beautiful facility, so it's
it is.
It's a great place to choose to have your
yes.
wedding or other
correct.
Festivities.
Correct.
Not just weddings, though, because, of course, we know that the O'Brien County Sportsman's Club has their banquet there yearly.
Yeah.
The First Reformed Church has their sportsman's banquet there yearly, both wonderful events. But
yeah.
Yes.
Well, I was just thinking we have another event coming up this fall with the Conquering Cancer O'Brien
County. Oh,
yes, County.
Conquering Cancer for O'Brien County, yeah.
They're doing something this October also. So, yeah, it's weddings, it's banquets, it's fundraisers. Corporate functions, it's brunches, it's graduation parties. It's a little bit of everything that keeps us busy.
It's a little bit country,
Very
a little
busy.
Bit rock and roll.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love that song. Anyway, the Osmonds. Yeah. So we are always on our toes. And even though August is coming to a close, we talked about this last time. Like, oh, summer's almost over. But our wedding business does not stop. It keeps going the way this year into November. And then I think we even have some, maybe one in December, but December keeps us busy with Christmas.
And I would imagine that there are times when couples contact you about available dates to schedule their wedding around.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I know that I had had that happen a couple of times when I was in the DJ business. That, you know, and it's like, whoa.
Yes.
Okay.
So we keep a calendar on our website at crossroadspavilion.com, but we also have, there's a few dates on hold because we are constantly touring. It's like we'll go on a spurt of 5-6 tours in 1 week, and then it slows down. But there's a lot of pieces of a puzzle that go into booking the wedding. As you know, it could be the DJ. Maybe their priorities, the preacher and the church is available, the photographer, whichever.
Yeah.
But our calendar is full for 2025 almost.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
And we've booked for 2026. So,
yeah.
Yeah. job security. Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean that if you have an event that you're planning in the next year, that you don't, you just give up and go someplace else. No.
Correct.
You have holes, but
we have
not
wiggle
many.
Room. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. We still have Fridays. A lot of our Saturdays are what's full. So
right.
The Fridays
right.
are filling up. Yeah.
I'm sure.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But it's a good,
it's
a good,
it's
crazy.
A good crazy. Yeah. I
mean, yeah.
So we had a wedding this weekend. Beautiful couple, beautiful families, wonderful celebration. Then the building gets cleaned. We have wonderful people who clean our building. Ron and Carla, they make it sparkle and shine as though you would have never known there was a wedding there the night before.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, then we start all over, an empty canvas. We start with tables and chairs. The linens come on, their personal decor, the people. We celebrate, they leave, we start all over.
About how many dates a year is that place booked?
Oh, gosh. Last year we had 107, about 180 events last year.
Wow. So,
we're looking about
on the average, about every other day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if you think about it, it takes us weddings. It takes us a good couple days worth of work prior to. And it might not be in a consecutive day, but the time that we put in.
Right.
But then also the setup. Yeah.
Right.
And then the teardown. It takes a lot. So thankfully we have a good crew, 38, 40 part-time staff that keeps us rolling.
I have to smile, if not chuckle a bit to myself when I think, before the Crossroads Pavilion, the number of people that, well, we don't need something like that. It'll never
right.
be used.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And back then, being the mayor, it was a, you know, we had this company come in that did a study that let us know that we'll probably run into the red every year. Approximately 100,000 a year will be in the red.
Right.
And it's going to take some time. And I loved the studies that they put into. And I don't think any of us expected this place to be as successful as it is, as quick as it that happened.
Yeah.
So, but when you, the planning that was put into it, of course, there's never enough storage. And then you wish you always had a bigger kitchen. But the planning that went into it and knowing that the view is what sells it.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, the crossroads of the highways and the forethought of, okay, when we get this land out here, our forefathers, let's make it food, gas, and a place to stay.
Yep.
So we build on that and build on that and build on that. And yeah, it's the crossroads, it's the view. And knowing that space around the pavilion will someday be defined but not developed.
Yeah.
So that way it can continue to be our selling point.
And one thing that that people don't always think about is the pavilion was not designed to make huge amounts of money.
Nope.
Okay. But it was designed to bring people to town to spend money in our gas stations, to spend money in our hotels, to spend money in our restaurants, in a lot of cases, to spend money in our stores.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
You know, there's the secondary financial benefit as well.
Right. So thankfully we're not a moneymaker, but we are sustainable. We try to expend what our revenue has brought in, which is awesome. But yeah, if you look at the hotel motel tax and how that has grown since the pavilion's been there and now at the second hotel, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And you know, there's always a story that I share when I talk with people. We had a wedding, this was a few years back, but we had a wedding come in. And, you know, do you ask, do I know him? No, but I will tell you, the certain wedding that came in, not one person was from Northwest Iowa.
Yeah.
Her family was from Eastern Iowa. His family was from North Dakota. They were ranchers. I didn't know North Dakota had ranchers.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know.
South Dakota has ranchers, too.
Yeah, well, I kind of knew that, but I didn't know North Dakota did. So we have these two.
But if you watch Yellowstone, you know Montana has ranchers.
Yes. So these two families come together, and they chose us because of the location between the two families coming together. The couple did work in
the demilitarized zones.
Yes. Yes. So they, the couple works in agriculture, and I would say about an hour and a half north up into Minnesota.
Okay.
So you have 375 people-ish come, and they spend 3 days, if not, I would say about 3 days in our hotels, swimming at our pools, shopping at the stores because they forgot a bathing suit or whatever.
Eating in our restaurants.
You look at that and the compliments that we got and the respect and the fun and the beauty and I look back at that wedding and I think, and not one person was from Northwest Iowa. Mm-hmm. But here they came. They loved on us. We loved on them. They contributed, and they had nothing but praises to say about Northwest Iowa. Fantastic. And Sheldon and our pavilion. So.
Which is the goal.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Loved them.
But that's not what we brought you to talk about.
No.
So we're gonna take okay. a quick break, and we'll get down to the topic du jour.
Yes.
Right after this.
Make a quick stop by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition. You will experience a shop with hard-to-find liquors, wines, plus incredible items to naturally reduce pain and anxiety. Starting in September, the first Thursday of the month is wine tasting from your favorite local wineries, and the first Friday of the month will be bourbon and vodka samplings. And as always, they offer price match on all products also. Stop in and enjoy the experience at Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just the start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
We are back on Talk of the Town with Tricia Maindrick from the Crossroads Pavilion. And, of course, we're having you in this morning to talk about Sheldon Celebration Days this weekend. And the pavilion is involved
Woo-hoo!
Heavily in yeah. Sheldon Celebration yes. Days. And it all starts Friday night.
It does, yeah. So we had a concert a few years ago. We've had a couple concerts there, actually. Mm-hmm. And they go over very well. But 2 years ago for Sheldon's 150th, we had the Johnny Holm Band come out. And at that time, everybody's, Johnny Holm Band. I don't know Johnny Holm Band. I do now, and I love them, and what a following, and it was awesome. So anyway, we had an indoor concert, and this year, as we were talking with the SCDC as they're planning their wonderful events, we said, hey, we would love to take on the concert if you're planning to do one. So chatting with Chanel, and then as Trista came on board and the other gals, it was, we'll do the concert Friday night, and then we'll tag team and be a part of it together.
Sure.
So the goal was, you know, that went over well with Johnny Holm Band. It's been a couple of years. He's available. Let's have him back because he has a great following.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so we got a hold of him, and they were available Friday because we were thinking Friday, Saturday.
Sure.
They were available Friday, so we did book them to have him back, and we're very excited. Our staff is very excited.
Now, is this is going to be another indoor concert?
Indoor, yep.
Okay.
So, you know, we can do indoor-outdoor. And a couple years ago, I will say there were a few people that were like, how are you going to fit all those people in there?
That thought crossed my mind.
Yeah. And a few I had heard that didn't come because they didn't think we'd have enough room. So when we had them out there, I'd say we had about 350 people attend. Mm-hmm. There was a lot going on our 150th. But we can easily fit 650 to 700 people inside.
Yeah, the place looks a lot bigger when it's not set up for something.
Yeah, it's deceiving.
Yeah.
So when you come into the pavilion and it's empty, our capacity, I think, is around 800 standing.
Okay.
So you throw in a bar and the stage, and we're down to about 700. That's how many we can fit inside. But we also have the patio out back, so if people want to go out back and enjoy their beverage or take a breather or fresh air, they can do that. Of course, the alcoholic beverages need to stay on the patio.
Mm-hmm. And they can still hear the band on the
right,
patio.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. Yep. So it is a 21 and up. That just helps us at the bar not to have to check ID. So we'll be checking them at the door.
Keeps things moving more quickly at the bar.
It does. Yeah. And so we'll set up a couple of cocktail tables so you have a place to put your elbow in your drink. We did have a couple tables set up last year, and if we need to do that, we'll accommodate again this year. But we had some people show up a couple years ago that are, I guess, big followers, and they brought their own lawn chairs and came in and sat at their lawn chairs, and people danced, laughed, talked, and it was amazing. It was amazing. As you're working, we can sing and dance along and have fun, but there's times I wish I was on the other side of the bar so that I can partake more in that social side of it.
Well, yeah, you've always either been behind the bar or on the stage.
yeah, usually on the floor working behind the bar or on the stage. So,
yeah,
it's a joy. It's it's just fun seeing everybody come together and laugh and celebrate and sing, and something to do on a Friday night in Sheldon to kick off the holiday weekend.
And what time is does the show start?
Sure. So we're going to open the doors at 7. Mm-hmm. People can start coming in. It's $10 at the door, cash or card. And then the band will take the stage at 8 o'clock. So the bar and doors at 7 and the band at 8, and we'll go to about 11:30.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Friday night. But that's the only thing coming up at the pavilion for Sheldon Celebration Days weekend.
Yes. On Sunday, the Moonlight Cruisers will have their, I think it's their 32nd.
Monday.
Did I say Sunday?
Yeah.
I mess that up all the time. Monday.
Monday.
Labor Day.
It's a good thing one of us is not.
I know, right? Hello. So Monday, Labor Day, the Moonlight Cruisers will have their 32nd car and truck show at Crossroads.
And that's always a good time. We do, you know, when we were back in the DJ days, we played that show several years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always a great time.
I love it. It's so when they approached us last year to see about moving the car show, it was like, well, absolutely, come on out.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the space. Here's our lawn. This is the area outside you can partake in, the inside. And, you know, as we were talking, cars inside, yeah, you betcha. Yeah, mm-hmm. You betcha.
Yeah,
hey there.
Well, so, and it's not like the cars that come out there are going to be the ones that leak oil on the floor.
Right. And there's certain things. I am not a car guru show, car guru person like that. I love to go look.
Right.
And I love the sound and the smell. Mopar. Exactly. Yeah. It's like, oh. So when we built the pavilion, we installed those huge doors to the east.
Right.
And they were meant to open to allow for vehicles to come in, or maybe a tractor or something. Because when we were building it, it was meant to be more than wedding, you know, mm-hmm. maybe expo or whatnot. So,
not to mention that you didn't know if you'd have the opportunities to book all the many weddings.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. So when they came in, they said cars inside. Absolutely. And they know what they need to do mm-hmm. to be indoors.
Right.
But I think what gave me the biggest goosebumps is when we would open the doors and this blah, 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 blah would come in, and the echo through the building was awesome. But so they had certain class vehicles that come in, and it was amazing. I would like to say there were 17 cars. It might have been 15 last year. So I'm not sure what their plan is for this year on what cars and how many. But I do know that we'll have that available again.
And even with those cars, and there's still plenty of room to move around and,
absolutely.
And look at them.
Yeah. So
a little spittle of drool at the corner of your mouth and you're looking at some of these cars.
Yes. And they had, so I believe 10, 15 provided food, and they'll probably do that again this year.
Okay.
Have some sandwich and a side. We did have the bar open for soda and beer.
Mm-hmm.
People could come in out of the hot, take a break in air conditioning, use the indoor restrooms. But it truly was, it was a little bit of a learning curve on their end.
Oh,
I think on our end too.
Yeah.
But you know, what we do is, here's the building. How are you going to set up? They do their thing. And, we're just manning the fort of cleanliness. They run their event.
Sure.
And, I think it, for the first year out there, it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
A lot of great feedback. So I'm excited to see, how they're going to capitalize on year two, what improvements and changes they might make.
Right. And after 30-some years, not only do they run it, they know how to run it, and they run it well.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So
it is a well-oiled machine,
it is.
So to speak.
Yep. Yeah. So I was looking at their Facebook page, and like, okay, 32nd annual car and truck show.
Yeah.
How awesome is that? So live DJ and food, and I can't even remember what else they'll all do. But they even had stuff outside. Like there was a... I'm not sure what they're doing this year.
Sure.
But they had opportunities outdoors for some desserts and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
And snacks. So hopefully they'll be doing the same.
So Johnny Holm Band on Friday night. Doors open at 7.
Yep.
The show starts at 8 o'clock.
$10 entry.
And you must be 21.
Yes, please.
And IDs will be checked at the door,
I imagine. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then Monday, the car show. And that will start...
Gosh, I think it's, I got to look again because I was just creeping on.
It's normally like 10 till 3 or 4 o'clock, I think.
Let me quickly tell you. So if you go to their Facebook page, Moonlight Cruisers, it is September 2nd.
Uh-huh.
Looks like the registration For show and shine is from 9 a.m. until noon.
Right.
Judging is 12 until 3.
Right.
And awards at 3:30.
At 3:30, okay.
Yep. So they'll be pulling in starting, just before 9. But
yep, absolutely.
It's amazing to see people just keep coming and pulling in and parking.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful. Yeah. And it'll be beautiful weather. So come on out to the pavilion this weekend on Friday night and on Monday and just check out all. And I think... Do you have other people coming this week to talk about celebration days?
Yes.
Yay! So they can toot the horn on the other
Trista
things that
are going
on.
Trista will be coming in a little later this
week. Oh, exciting. Yeah.
And it's
great. It's Friday night, a great kickoff to the holiday weekend. Come out and join us.
And Pastor Ken will be coming in to talk about the Sunday morning worship service at Rise Festival.
Yeah, I'm excited. I get to be a part of that this year.
So. Me too. I get to be there with the live stream and the live radio broadcast and all that fun stuff. So, yeah.
Sweet.
Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. Tricia Maindrick, thanks for coming in. Tricia
Talk
Maindrick.
Of the town. Loving it.
From Crossroads Pavilion, we, of course, will have her back again. And Sweet. We will take a break and be back on Talk of the Town.
Start at NCC for a year or two, then transfer when you're ready. You've probably heard the frustrating stories of credits not transferring to another college. NCC has agreements with numerous four-year colleges and universities. This means you have a specific path for your education. You're not wasting time, energy, or money, and you can explore your options and figure things out. Most of all, you can have peace of mind knowing ahead of time what will transfer. At NCC, your success is our story.
Citizens State Bank of Shelton and Boynton is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB, for you. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for you mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for you is offered by Citizens State Bank of Shelton and Boynton, a real community bank and member FDIC. The train station 2 has arrived in Shelton, docked and happy to serve with fine daily specials. Enjoy some incredible foods and some delicious appetizers any day of the week. 3 p.m. to close and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoyable, wonderful food creations off a generous menu and amazing atmosphere. Board the train at the train station 2 in Shelton.
There we have Talk of the Town this morning on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM. Join us again tomorrow morning at the same time for Talk of the Town, presented by Maintainer Corporation, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene, by Northwest Iowa Community College, Citizen State Bank of Shelton and Boyden, Sanford Shelton, Corner Discount in Shelton, and by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Shelton.